This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We'll continue the conversation. Let's get some calls in here, BT, 888-808-1019. We're talking quarterback situation for both the Giants and the Jets. Justin Fields, a Jet yesterday. Daniel Jones, a Colt today. And now the Giants seeing a waiting to see how these musical chairs will fall into place. So Minnesota, who I think many people just assume we're going to have Jones back, would now be at least in the picture for Aaron Rodgers, which means that if Rodgers goes to Minnesota, which would be something, dude, for many of the reasons, following Favre's exact path, being back in the NFC North, going against the Packers a couple of times a year, throwing it to Justin Jefferson, I think that's better than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a good situation. I think Minnesota's a perfect situation for Rodgers.
And you get some indoor games, too.
Yep.
Now, depending upon when you have to go to Lambeau and when you play at Chicago, but, you know, you've got a dome at home. You've got Detroit, Ford Field.
Yep.
It's that would be a spicy story. That would be insane.
Oh, I'd love to see it. From the football fan perspective, forget about who you root for.
Yeah.
Just in general, the NFL, that is a tremendous story. Now, not bad if he goes to Pittsburgh either, Rodgers, but I think Minnesota would be great. Anyway, we'll see what happens with the Vikings, but the point is now they would potentially be in play, and if not the Steelers, but if Rodgers goes to Minnesota and Russell Wilson goes back to the Steelers, then the Giants lose out on A, B, and C, and actually plan D as well, according to Connor Hughes with Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's off the board. We brought up the idea of Joe Milton before. Who knows? But the Giants, Giants are in a rough spot right here as far as the quarterbacks go.
They created their own mess. They created their own mess, and now they've got to dig out of it, and hopefully they are successful, but as they dig, they are digging with heavy hands and heavy heads because they know their jobs are on the line.
Sean is in Orlando, Florida. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
What's up, man?
Good, guys. Yeah, yesterday I was talking to Hoff because I called about Joe Milton last week, and I know we kind of like shot it down, so he gave me a hard time. But once I saw the Patriots sign Joshua Dobbs yesterday to a 2-year, like 20, like whatever contract.
$8 million.
He's going to be their backup. He's going to be their backup because Dobbs is actually a solid backup.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Joe Milton to me has got to be the move. But the reason is you get him, then you can pair him with like a veteran and be fine with like a Jameis Winston type to be a backup. Because now you keep the third pick, and you get a pick maybe Hunter or Abdul Carter, and now you're getting a young defense. If the corner they signed yesterday and the safety Holland, now you actually, all right, you're building a young defense where hopefully they could grow to something good, you know? You have a young quarterback now with money.
I think you lay it out well, Sean. Honestly, I think that's an option for the Giants here. The money that Dobbs got absolutely tells us what the Patriots are thinking. They're going to have to trade Joe Milton.
Now, would it concern you at all that Vrabel and the Patriots, you know, rather have Dobbs than have Milton be their backup? I know that they're all in on Drake May.
No, you know why? Because Vrabel's not an offensive guy. Not that he didn't squeeze some blood out of that rock in Tennessee with Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill doing some good things. If it was like Sean McVay, I might say, that's an interesting decision. Do you want him if he's electing to let him lead the building? Nah, not too much with Vrabel.
Also because they have their guy in Drake May, who is definitively going to be their starter. They hope for the next 15, 20 years, whatever it may be. So why not maximize? And probably right now, Milton's value is going to be as good as it gets, because when is he going to play?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get the opportunity anymore. So what he's got on tape at the NFL level, it was so much so that, you know, calls are calling us like, hey, Milton. Like, it was one of the stories that final week of the year, whatever it was, that Milton got in there. So his value may not be greater than what it is right now. I mean, look, you'd be stupid to me if you're a team, unless you just don't like the player, but if you're a quarterback needy team like the Giants and Milton's going to be available, you'd be stupid not to go out there and try to make a move.
What's the move, man? I mean, you're going to bring in Kirk Cousins over Joe Milton. You're going to bring Rodgers for a team that's not ready to win over Joe Milton. I mean, what are we talking about?
I'm just very curious about the value. And I would think that would only depend on how many other teams will be in on it. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's between where I said two, you said four. Maybe it's a three.
Well, now
maybe
the Colts are out of it. Yeah. So now I got to trim my list from four to three.
Right. Well, I mean, I didn't look at any of the other options here.
I don't think there's that many. Yeah, I mean, we know the team's looking for quarterback. We know who wants to draft one.
Okay, well, here's my point, right? This is how these markets and guys get their price way up. If somebody's like, well, I mean, we could use a backup. Forget about who needs him as a starter. Well, we could use a backup quarterback. This Milton looks pretty good. I like him. I'd give up a four for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so now if you have five teams thinking that, then the price obviously goes higher than a four.
Yep.
And then it seems like, all right, well, I want them as a four, but for a third-round pick, I'm not going to do it. Now, maybe you have three teams that want them for a third-round pick. Now, maybe the price goes up to a three plus a six or whatever. I don't know, but obviously, the lower the price, if both of you are like, yeah, you need a quarterback, quarterbacks are at a premium, why wouldn't you give up a fourth-rounder for him, even if he was selected in the sixth round just a year ago? That's how the price goes up. So who knows? But for the Giants, it's worth the flyer. Frank is in Syosset. What's up, Frank?
Hi, guys. Hey, Sal, just to talk about, you know, you mentioning the value that the Giants placed on their receivers, Deontay Banks in particular, versus Saquon.
Darius Slayton you're talking about. Darius Slayton.
Darius Slayton. At the time, if I remember correctly, Sal, they devalued, they didn't place much value on Saquon because they considered him an aging quarterback. I mean, an aging running back. And but the Giants, it wasn't totally his fault. The Giants didn't have much of a offensive line. He couldn't get past the line of scrimmage and have those 30, 60, 70-yard bursts like he had with Philadelphia. But and I think they just went the receiver route instead of giving money to Saquon because Daniel Jones did pretty well against the Vikings on that road game, that road playoff game.
Well, you could, Frank, give the reasons why they did it. All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, Saquon Barkley walked for 3 years, $37.7 million or whatever it was, and Darius Slayton got 3 years, $36 million. Which player would you rather have?
Well, based on the way Barkley was valued to the Philadelphia.
Just in general, which player? Forget about, because I don't think Barkley would have done what he did with the Eagles, with the Giants, but still, would you rather have, if all things were equal financially, would you rather have Saquon Barkley on your team or Darius Slayton?
I think it's a passing game now. I think the game has changed, Sal.
Okay, I mean, you could have Slayton and you'd be with Joe Shane. I would rather have Barkley if all things are equal.
Yes, yeah, I'm up for Saquon.
I mean, because you mentioned it, BT, it's the perfect wording of it. Slayton's a guy. Like,
if we're talking about Malik Nabers, maybe it's a different discussion. Yeah. What about Darius Slayton?
Like, you tell me you can't find, I'm not saying Slayton's not good in the clubhouse or the locker room, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. He's solid. Here's how, let's just dummy it down for a second. Here's how, I don't want to say worthless because that's totally disrespectful, but how little value Darius Slayton is as far as the landscape. Like, you wouldn't even draft him on your fantasy team. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the world of fantasy and parlays and this and that, like, Darius Slayton is an afterthought. He may be a solid, I agree with you. He's a solid guy.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley's a freaking superstar, and he always had that potential. Again, I know I would never have taken a running back number two. I thought the Giants did the right thing at the time, but if you're looking at it now in hindsight, and you paid Darius Slayton the same amount of money that you let Barkley walk for, that doesn't look good. Hoff, you said you had some breaking news here?
So Palacero says that the Vikings have made a decision on who the starting quarterback will be for the Vikings.
Which means J.J. McCarthy.
Correct.
So now, okay, Rodgers out of the picture in Minnesota.
Okay.
Not shocking, but
now we're down.
Giants back in play.
Steelers, Giants.
Giants got some life. They're back
Let's
in
go.
Play now.
There we go. You go. Steelers, Giants.
I got to be honest with you.
He's going to the Steelers.
I love Rodgers. Yeah, and I felt that way. I love Rodgers. I would have loved to have seen him in Minnesota.
Me too.
I do not want Rodgers with the Giants.
I just can't. I can't do it again.
You don't want to watch it?
I can't do it. I don't want to watch it. Rodgers with the Giants. The Giants need something different.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do the same thing the Jets just did and failed with it.
He's not going to the Giants.
In an even worse spot.
Yeah, I don't think he's going.
For him, like, just go to Pittsburgh. I wish Minnesota would have been open to him.
That would have been good.
Storyline.
Hey, by the way, do you know we're talking about Joe Milton a lot before? Do you know how big Joe Milton is?
I don't.
Take a guess.
6'2".
He's 6'5",
wow.
250.
Wow. That's a big boy.
Yeah, it is. 6'5", 250.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty big. He moves.
If Evan Neal doesn't work out, let him beef him up a little bit. Let him play on the line.
Right, Cabo. He could be a quarterback and guard. Brian is calling from Five Towns talking about the Jets quarterback. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Good morning, BT Sal. I just wanted to, so I'm a big Steelers fan, and I'm really upset that Justin Fields went over to the Jets. You know, when you guys mentioned earlier, if he got beat out, it really wasn't like that.
I know.
I'm not a Tomlin hater. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of Steelers fans, but hate on him. But he played phenomenal. If you watched that, I mean, if you were watching the Chargers-Steelers game back in week 3 or week 4, I believe, he pitched a great game. I'll put it to you that way because my mind's in mm-hmm. baseball mode right now. But he played phenomenal. He got them to a 4-2 record with just George Pickens that he was throwing to, because that was really what they were running. And so my whole idea about this, I think the Jets are in good hands. One of the reasons is because Justin Fields, he basically ghosted the Steelers. I was sort of listening to their morning guys talk about it, and they gave him an offer a week in advance, and he kind of ghosted him, went to Dubai, and I think he looked at the Jets situation and the Steelers situation. And I think he said, I know what the Steelers' philosophy is. I know how they want to play. I think I have a better chance of being, to write my history, to rewrite my name and respect in the league. I'm going to go with the Jets. I'll hang up and listen, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, good call. What I think is very very appealing about Justin Fields, and if you miss it, that's what we started the show with. If you guys want to hit it up on the Free Odyssey app, go for it. I love, that doesn't always work out. But I'm very intrigued by getting somebody who's already gone through some learning curves and growing pains and some maturity lessons or moments under somebody else's watch where they were paid a lot and as a top pick, and then a bit of a reclamation project, particularly if that player is in a building that is used to winning before they come to mine. So, like, he was with a bad team of the Bears, got knocked around, no O-line, coaching all over the place, volatile, boom, goes to the Steelers and plays a little bit. I thought he was unfairly sent to the bench myself. I thought he played well last year, but he was in a building that is used to winning. He was in a building that preaches accountability, toughness, and all the things that the Jets are in. So the things that he's learned in Chicago and the things that he's learned in Pittsburgh, I mean, if he's not going to take off here, he's never going to take off.
Right.
Doesn't mean he will, but he never will then.
But don't you trust Mike Tomlin?
Not necessarily with quarterbacks, no.
Well, why not?
Why would I?
You don't think, because he's a great head coach.
I understand that, but not all great. Well, I mean,
you think Mike Tomlin wants to win football games?
Of course he does.
Okay, so then why would he choose Russell Wilson over Fields? There's something.
Well, but it doesn't mean it worked out. That's one thing if he did it in real time, but the results, I mean, the offense was not very good.
But even more so, the offense wasn't very good, and he still felt that Russell Wilson was the best option.
And he was wrong. He was wrong on that, Sal.
I don't think that he was.
He was wrong. And by the way, I trust Tomlin to...
And they tried to bring Fields back, but just maybe not guarantee him as a starter.
Did they offer Russell Wilson a contract back yet? No, well, they offered one to Fields. I mean, if Fields would have taken it, I don't think they would have offered it for Wilson. So, to me, they wanted Justin Fields more than Wilson. And Justin Fields wanted the Jets more than the Steelers. Now, I'm a Mike Tomlin fan. When I look at a Mike Tomlin team, they're going to be tough, going to be disciplined, going to be well-defended, or they'll defend well, and they're going to be well-principled. I don't look at Mike Tomlin as a guy who gets his offense up there. What's so good about the offense? They run the ball. What does he do with quarterbacks?
But he's a great head coach, and if he believed that Fields was ready to help his team win last year, he would have gotten went with him, and they did not. I don't think that he – clearly they didn't because they wanted Fields back. I don't think that they looked at Fields as a guy who could never play. I think they were looking at Fields as a guy who, under the right tutelage, under some time, maybe in their organization, can eventually be a quarterback for them. But clearly, they didn't want him to be the starting quarterback last year because they handed over to Russell Wilson. Clearly, they want Aaron Rodgers to be the starting quarterback this year. So that's two knocks on Fields, at least from one organization. Doesn't mean that they're right. Also, go back to the Bears organization. They chose Caleb Williams over their high pick, Justin Fields. I'm just giving the facts here.
True. No, I get that, but I think they're very different. I think when you draft somebody and you're paying him a ton of money and you draft him, what was he, 11? Does that sound right?
No, 10 I thought it was 4, wasn't he?
What was Justin Fields drafted, Hoff? Do you know off the top of your head?
I could be off on that. I forget.
Either way, I thought it was 11. I could be off on that. But when you draft somebody that high, you know, inside the top 15, and you've got to make a real decision on that second contract, the criteria is very different.
It was 11.
Thank you, Hoff.
I get that mixed up because I think the Falcons had the fourth pick and they took Kyle Pitts and they needed
tight
a quarterback.
Now
we were thinking Justin Fields at 4. Anyway, go ahead.
No, it's all good. So when you're looking at that evaluation process, it's going to be much tougher to stay with somebody when you've got to give them a second contract that's worth a lot of money that changes the financial trajectory of your team. So while I'm not saying Justin Fields was very good in Chicago, although I do think that they failed him more than he failed them, that was a fairly easy decision. So I put that aside. I don't apply that to the Jets at all, nor do I apply that to what kind of player he is now. When I look at the Steelers situation, they thought enough of him to bring him into a team that is accustomed to winning and has expectations to win. And Wilson got hurt, and he took over. He played fairly well. And then they made the wrong decision, by sending him to the bench. And the numbers kind of support that, going back to Russell Wilson. So as much as I like Tomlin, I think he made the wrong decision. So there's context in both. And I just laid out what it is. I think the Jets are getting somebody who was 25, 26, sees the game a little differently than he did a year or two ago. And I think it's a great investment. 2 years, $20 million, peanuts, let's go. See what you got.
Yeah, I like it. I don't love it. I think they had a better quarterback a year ago, and I think Fields has some issues where he still can't throw the football. So for what the Jets are trying to do, I think it fits. I also would look at and trust maybe Tomlin more so than you. I don't think that they made a mistake last year. I just don't think they thought Fields was ready. We're going to find out because Fields, I'm sure the reason why, and once Fields speaks on this eventually, whenever that may be, I'm sure the reason why he chose the Jets was because they said, you're going to be our starting quarterback. We want you to be our guy, where he wasn't getting that assurance from Pittsburgh. Much more on the quarterback situation, how this impacts the Giants, Daniel Jones going to the Colts, the Vikings going with J.J. McCarthy as their starter. So there's a lot to get into there. Francisco Lindor will join the show coming up at 12 o'clock as well. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan. Not sure if you heard BT, but we're going to have Francisco Lindor coming up at noon. Looking forward to talking to him. You're going to back down, huh? You punk? You're
back down from what?
No, I'm just bumping your chops.
Back down from what?
You're going to be tall, tough, tall.
Are you going to double team it here? Like you and Lindor against it? How's this thing going to go?
No, I have legit questions. Like I do too. We didn't talk about how we're going to do it, but I figured you handle it however you want to.
Conversations, what we do.
I have legit questions that I want to ask him about his Mets career, not just about this season.
Correct.
So it's been a while. I've never had him on. It's been a while that he's been here for, so there are things that I want to get to. But no, I mean, we could obviously have some fun with him if you'd like.
We will. Has he ever been on the station?
I don't know. That's a great
I've never
question.
Heard him on the station. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a big spot coming up at noon.
The only thing for me, like, you know, sometimes when we have these guys on, it's not all the time, obviously, but I remember having Mendoza on. I've referenced this when I was with Beningo at Amazing Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I said to him was like, hey, I got to be honest. I didn't like the hire. I called you. I said, I think I called you Boone's lackey, I think. I mean, I played it a million times.
I forgot,
times.
Skip.
I'm not sure what word I used. And I told him exactly how I felt. And then I told him how he proved me wrong. And he said, you know what? I appreciate the accountability. So it was one of those situations. But, like, we criticize a lot of players a lot of times. That's our job. Sometimes we get to have them on the radio. Sometimes we don't. But, I wouldn't run from it. I'm assuming you wouldn't do that.
Oh, please, stop. Yeah. I don't run from nothing. Yeah. What I think I will do is what I did, you know, without him on the air, I will, and obviously it's not just about that stuff, it's about this year coming up and all the other things that we want to get to, but no, I'm going to talk about how, you know, really how his slow starts and how I was rough on him and really how much I grew to respect how he was able to conquer New York when it seemed like he wasn't going to.
Right.
I don't know, we'll get into it all.
Yeah,
can't wait.
I'm looking forward to
He's
it.
A good guy,
that's
man.
Coming up at noon, so don't want to miss that. BT and Sal on the Fan. Right now we're talking quarterback situation. One note that I wanted to say, I had this up before, let me pull it, I got lost on social media. It was something about, I think it was Mike Garafolo on NFL Network talking about how the Giants have had good conversations with Rodgers, and they tell him that they think he's going to vibe well with Malik Nabers. Look, Yeah, exactly, dude. Here's the thing. The Giants are, they were all in on Stafford. Again, hate to repeat it, but that's just the fact. They didn't get him. Plan B is all in on Rodgers. And now, with the Vikings coming out saying McCarthy's going to be our starter, with Daniel Jones going to the Colts to compete for their starting job, that leaves the Steelers and the Giants, you would think, or at least the two teams.
And maybe Tennessee.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know if they want Rodgers, but okay.
They might want Russell Wilson, I heard, just to throw that in there.
Okay.
I got you.
Which is fair, right? Because it does seem like the Giants, Rodgers is going to be the Steelers or the Giants. And you would think, okay, well, let's say Rodgers goes to the Steelers. That's one less team for Russell Wilson. Then maybe it's the Titans or the Giants. And in that case, maybe Russell Wilson does go to the Giants. But I'm getting the feel that the Giants, well, I mean, I'm reading these reports, getting the feel. I still think Rodgers is going to go to Pittsburgh, but the Giants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giants are really going hard after Rodgers, which does not make sense.
It's odd.
If they want one of these young quarterbacks.
It does make sense when you look at the fact that they're desperate. And when you're desperate and there's not a lot of options, you do things that you probably shouldn't do. And you and I are both Rodgers fans. Again, you listen to the show. Yeah. I think many of you know that. It's not anti-Rodgers. It's more where the Giants are, where he is. It's just not it's not the real natural fit. What does it really do outside of maybe saving somebody's behind from getting fired? I don't like it. But if it was Rodgers and they drafted Ward or Sanders or Dart, but whatever, that's a little different. If it's Rodgers and some middling backup and DeVito, what in the world is going on there?
No, I still think that it would be, I think the Giants are going to draft a quarterback. I mean, they have to.
Well, if they do and they bring in Rodgers, then I'm much more okay with it.
Think about it this way. How could the Giants walk away from another draft without drafting a quarterback? You can't. You can't do it because the option that you want is Aaron Rodgers. He's got what? Max. max 2 years left.
Yeah.
You're picking third. If you're trying to win games this year, it means you're not going to be picking, or at least they hope that they're not going to be picking top five, top 10 again next year. They screwed up last year. They have to draft a quarterback. I'm not saying they have to draft one at three. They could trade up. They could stand pat. They could trade down. They have to in this draft, or trade for Milton if he's going to be your friend. But they have to get a young quarterback. Right? They have to get a young quarterback now because Rodgers ain't it. We know that. And that's the guy that they want.
Well, they could do something like, you know, I'm not even sure if I love him, but a Jalen Milroe type. Yeah, I thought you meant like in the with the third pick or within that vicinity of three.
No, I mean draft a quarterback.
Yeah,
period.
But not in round six. That like they've got to attach a fairly Milton was six. So,
well, somebody that they think is going to be a franchise quarterback.
And that's all that matters. I mean, their convictions. I mean, they're still here. They're still making decisions. And if they're still here and making decisions, then you've got to let them make this last big decision. And you'd like to see them finally draft the quarterback. I prefer to be more, you know, around 2, 3, or 4 rather than just a Hail Mary in round 5 or 6.
Right.
But, I mean, I do agree. At some point, they've got to draft the quarterback.
And then I guess the model would be, we always reference it, the Kansas City model. Have Alex Smith start, in this case, Aaron Rodgers. Ironically enough, Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers. But have Aaron Rodgers start for the year. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then groom your next quarterback the way the Chiefs did with Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes. The problem is that there's just not that clear-cut guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows what's going to happen here with year one. What if it blows up in their face? What if they try to do what the Jets did with Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
with Zach Wilson when they finally brought in Rodgers, and then Rodgers gets hurt, and then what? You got to throw Cam Ward to the Wolves or Jackson Dart, whoever they pick, to the Wolves?
Well, that's why you really, it's tough to just have DeVito as the other quarterback, because if that happened, then you would, I mean, you could always pick up a service. I mean, that's if that happened, it would just be, pull the curtains, dude.
But with Rodgers...
But the difference with Alex Smith, it's a nice model, but there's a couple of differences with Alex Smith. Alex Smith didn't walk in with that profile. Like, I know, you know, Rodgers, he's just different, and
he was a top pick. What do you mean?
Yeah, but he wasn't, he's not an old-timer. He's not going on the McAfee. There's just different stuff that's coming with Rodgers.
I get it. So you're saying you don't like that setup?
I don't love it. I'm okay with it provided that you draft somebody. But I don't think it's comparable necessarily like with the Alex Smith model, because Alex is a different player.
See, I'd rather Russell Wilson than Aaron Rodgers. I think Rodgers is better. I don't think he's better for the Giants. I'd rather Russell Wilson, because then there are no issues when in week 6 or 7 or 8 you say, all right, Cam, it's your time. Go get him, big boy.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, this should mirror Warner to Eli. That's what we should be looking at here with the Giants. Whichever quarterback they sign should be the Kurt Warner to whichever quarterback they drafts Eli Manning.
Okay, well, then let me throw this at you. Don't you think we need to at least open up the conversation for Aaron Rodgers being open to doing what Kurt Warner did? If Rodgers signs here, don't you think the Giants are going to communicate to him, hey, we're taking somebody early and he might play this year? And if Rodgers says, I'm good with that, maybe he's going to be a man of his word and be good with it.
I don't know if they would say it that way. They'd probably say...
You got to communicate openly with him.
Right,
you got to be straight up.
We're signing you to be our starter, and we want to win games now. It's your job to keep the young quarterback off the field. Like, obviously, if we felt we needed to make a change, we do so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, they're going to be competing with the Steelers, who are probably going to say, we want you to be our guy. There is nobody that's going to come up from behind you
mm-hmm.
and steal the job. You're our quarterback for this year. It's your team, your season. Here are your weapons. Here what we got. Here's your defense. Go out there and try to win us a Super Bowl. As opposed to the Giants, who would then pitch in your point, like, yeah, we're going to draft a guy who's going to be the guy eventually. We want you to kind of be the stopgap and be our starter for, you know.
Yeah, well, that's going to make him run to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Not an incredibly appealing sales pitch. What I'm saying is there's got to be an element of transparency where Rodgers is not completely taken back if and when they pull the plug so that the health of the building doesn't suffer.
And by the way, I think the Giants are so screwed up that they're telling Rodgers they want him to be their starter the way that the Steelers would.
Lie to him?
Well, no. I think that they want him to be their starter and they expect to win games with Rodgers now.
Oh,
yeah, don't you think? Why would you want Aaron Rodgers if that's not the case? You know what he is.
They're desperate. We saw this coming a mile away. Doesn't mean it can't work out, but boy, oh boy, it's... not looking very good right now.
Victor's in Harlem. What's up, Vic?
Vic.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for taking the call. First off, I think the worst-case scenario for Jane and the Giants has already happened. I mean, congrats to the Jets. I really wanted Justin Fields. I think he's a great pickup. But I just want to go back a year to last offseason. First off, we just signed a safety. That's great. We let an all-pro safety go last year in Xavier McKinney. Second, listen, I still understand. Well, no, I no longer understand Shane's thinking with Barkley, because how do you give Darius Slayton, which he's a nice player, but at best, he's a wide receiver three. He should be going to a team that already has an established number one, number two. And the last thing about last offseason, and we should have known. Oh, well, two more points real quick. Sorry. Last offseason, listen, hindsight's 2020, but you had five quarterbacks go in the first round. And then you had a free agent class that had Wilson, Fields, even Darnold. And we walked out with Drew Lock as our competition for Daniel Jones. Are you kidding me? And listen, one of the reasons why people were fighting for Shane to keep his job, he did a nice job with this draft class. Guys, the first two draft classes, there were moments of positivity. Remember Daniel Bellinger, Jalen Hyatt, Deontay Banks?
Yeah.
Now they're afterthoughts. Thanks for taking the call.
Good call, man. Great call. Very, on point with a lot of that stuff. Good call.
Can't argue it. I don't understand.
Are a mess.
Hey, let yeah, exactly.
You nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, what more is there to say? Yeah, the draft was so good last year. Yeah, Joe Shane did a great job with that draft last year. I mean, if you watch the team play, they couldn't stop anybody. They couldn't score any points. They couldn't win any games. But he had a hell of a draft. I mean, the players, BT, the potential.
They're good.
Oh, yeah. What was their identity? And again, I'm not going to knock the free agent moves that they made right now. I get the McKinney comparison. We brought up the Slayton and the Barkley stuff. So I understand there are some moves you can be like, huh, that's odd. But maybe these moves turn out to be good ones. Maybe the cornerback that they get, we talked about him, Adubu, how do you say his name, from the Saints? That was
something like that. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, maybe he could be good. And the Giants, on paper, yeah, they upgraded their secondary. In reality, we got to see how it works out. And usually, you don't build your team through free agency. And it seems like the Giants are trying to do a lot of that now. But the biggest point, whether those moves work out or not, the biggest point is they haven't found a quarterback. They needed to draft a quarterback a year ago. They didn't, and now they're in a spot where they are screwed. So screwed, in fact, that they're going hard after Aaron Rodgers as their big plan B. And if not him, it's going to be Russell Wilson.
They're sitting on a life raft. Pardon me. They're in a little boat, like a little skiff, whatever it is. Have you ever fished off a skiff? It's like a 12 or 13 foot little metal thing with a little tiny engine where you're not going to go out in the ocean, but you can fish in the bay with it. And, you know, there's a little hole here. They got the tape. They got the glue. They got the mud. They got the spit. They got the spackle. Like, there's just little teeny tiny holes everywhere. And, I mean, eventually, if they don't get the quarterback, that thing's going under fast. Yeah. And you can only carry so much water.
Jaws is coming for him.
Jaws, and then that's Mr. Marrow down the hall. I really hope it works out. But, man, oh, man, it just seems like I don't want to say that they're planless, because they do have Stafford was a plan. Rodgers is a plan. But outside of Stafford, the rest of the plans don't seem very good.
You getting nervous?
I can't. What, Lindor?
20 minutes.
I can't wait.
20 minutes.
What would I? Are you serious?
Why would
I be nervous?
I'm a little nervous. You don't get a little nervous?
Why?
Like Seth was saying yesterday, Seth Rollins. Remember we had him in yesterday?
Yeah.
He was saying like he gets a little nervous before a big match at the Garden.
Oh, I can't wait. I think it's great for the show. I'm pumped. I think, listen, no matter what the conversation, this goes back to Tiki, that I've had about Lindor. I respect Lindor.
Yeah.
You know, there was a point where I thought he was going to get swallowed up by New York City. It's quite the opposite. He's going to wind up being the captain of the Mets. I can't wait.
Big moment.
Yes, I got a couple of tough questions for him, but it's all good.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Francisco Lindor coming up at noon. We'll continue with your calls on the other side.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
BT, every Tuesday, 11:40, you know what time it is. A little bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Hoffy, what do you have for us today?
All right, let's start it off, because Francisco Lindor is going to be on in about 13 or so minutes. BT, starting with you. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Francisco Lindor will have a slow April.
I'm going to ask him, and I'm going to ask him, I think, more specifically, what he's going to do to combat that. I'm going to say that he's going to rectify it more. I don't think he's going to come out and hit 320. So I'm kind of in the middle. But I'm going to say bold face. You know what? I'm going to say bold face truth. I got to see it. It's very consistent with him. And the only reason I was thinking about going live is because you got Soto behind you, which changes a lot. But I got to see it. He's just been too chilly in April for my taste. Bald-faced truth.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie only because it has been acknowledged and talked about. Now, we get a chance to talk to him directly in about 12 minutes, as Hoff was saying before. So we could ask him flat out, well, what changes are you going to make sure you don't have another slow start? I thought he was going to have a huge year last year. The slow start was obviously discouraging. He rebounded to a point where he was going to be the NL MVP, if not for Shohei Ohtani. But he's got to have a fast start here. I think he does, in part because he acknowledged it, in part because it's the only thing missing now for him with the Mets, and obviously in large in part due to Juan Soto hitting behind him. So I do think he's getting off to a hot start.
Very nice. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sal.
Yeah.
Knicks will finish the season as the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Where are they at now?
They're at the 3 seed.
Still 3. It's getting tight.
I liked what I've seen from the Knicks the last couple of games. Even with the loss in Los Angeles, I thought that they played well in that game, BT.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, last night destroying Sacramento without Brunson. Who's catching him is the problem, right? If you look at the standings right now, as they just pulled up, I mean, you got a 4-game lead over the Bucks. So a 4.5-game lead to be exact. And I don't think Milwaukee is particularly good. Yeah, I think I don't think the Knicks are catching the Celtics or the Cavs. I think they're probably locked in right now as a 3. So that's a bald-faced truth?
Yes.
Okay, the bald-faced truth, they are locked in at 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you as well. I would say bald-faced truth. The Warriors, the Lakers, the Clippers, a couple tough losses. But I do like, to be fair, I like what I'm starting to see a little bit more on the defensive side. And I don't think it's an accident. And listen, Jalen Brunson, without Brunson, this team goes nowhere. But, when your first level of defense is better, and it's better without Jalen, it just is. You're going to see the numbers reflect that. The last 4 games, 3 of which have been losses, but the Knicks' opponents have shot 43%, which is a nice decrease. Defense tightening things up. I like Tucker now, a little toughness, a little tenacity. So I do think they'll finish up in the 3 spot. Bald-faced truth.
All right. Well, final one, BT. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. The New York Yankees will play in the AL wild card round this year.
Mm.
In a wild card. I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I'm going to say they're going to find a way to avoid that.
By missing it altogether?
No, by winning the division there, knuckleheads.
I should clarify,
that's
okay,
true.
Yeah.
Could go either way. I think that nobody's going to win the East with a gaudy win total. I think there's a lot of flaws here. Now, the Red Sox are going to be much better, there's no doubt. I don't think anybody runs away with 96, 97, so I think the winner's probably going to be more in that 92, 93 neighborhood. And provided Hill comes back, which I think he will, I think the Yankees barely win it, so I'm going to say a bald-face lie. They will not have to play in the wild card.
Yeah.
They will bypass
it. Give me the idea of the playoff format again. Something that I knew, forever.
I know.
As an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Well, it's changed so many different times. As an 8-year-old, it was easy.
Yeah,
you win the division, you keep playing.
True. But it's changed so many times. So how do they?
You need to be one of the 2 top teams in the
American to avoid
League.
The wild card?
Exactly.
Top 2.
I think the Yankees will avoid the wild card. So I would say that is a bald-faced lie. They will not be playing in the wild card round until I see otherwise. I'm sorry. They're the Yankees. Their pedigree is as great as anybody else. I know it's not the logical, practical thing to say. Also, by the way, they do have good players. So it's not they lose Cole, but they still have Max Fried. Okay, the rotation is not the strength that it was once was, but I don't think the American League is particularly good. You tell me the Yankees can't be a top 2 team?
No, they could. It's just not going to be as easy. I think what's happened here is that the Yankees, at least from my perspective, the goal doesn't change. But I think the ability to coast to some of those goals in the eyes of some has changed, including mine. Now, I don't look at a baseball season as, even though I said, Yanks should win 90 games with their eyes shut before all these injuries, and I meant it. But I'm not one of these. I don't say World Series. Like, matter of fact, you've asked me a few times before the injuries, and I'm like, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. Like, I don't just put the Yankees into the World Series or even into the League Championship Series because they're the Yankees. I don't do that. Maybe back in the day, there was a little tendency to do that because there was such a disparity. That disparity no longer exists here. So I think the Yankees have gotten a little worse. I think a few of the other teams, the Red Sox, Baltimore, maybe Kansas City, the Astros, I'm sure I'm missing one, they are probably going to be a little bit better, at least a few of those teams, than we think, which kind of closes the gap. That's where I think happens.
Well, let me ask it this way. Do you think the Yankees are winning the division?
Barely. It's tight.
But you think that they win the division?
I do.
If they win the division, they will no doubt, in my mind, and I'm assuming yours as well, not play in the wild card.
Correct.
Round. If they don't, then they cannot. Then they will be. I'm just looking over the playoff format to get exact stuff. So yeah, the best top teams have a bye, but you also have to be the best division winner.
Correct.
So even if the Yankees have a better record than say the Rangers, who win the West, or the Twins who win the Central, mm-hmm. those teams will get favored.
You got to win the
division.
Yep.
So it starts with that, which I don't think is going to be as easy as I thought initially.
I agree. Not gonna be easy.
But I do believe that ultimately they will win the division, and I wouldn't bet on that. I would take the Red Sox at a better price, but mm-hmm. that's a different story than thinking who's actually going to win. I think the Yankees will win the division, and if they win the division, they're going to have at least, I would think, a top two record in the American League.
I think it's the kind of thing where, you know, back in the day, we'd wake up, we'd check the papers. I think now it's kind of like when they put the digital graphic up on Yes or Apple or wherever wherever else they play. I think you're going to see just a very tightly congested East. I don't think there's much gap, much space. I think the Orioles, a lot of people sleeping on them. I know they lost some pitching, but they've got some young position players that are among the best players in baseball. I think it's a battle. Even Toronto's going to score some runs, and the Rays are scrappy. There's no real true doormat. Well, 93 wins, maybe? 93 and a half, 94 to win the division? Yeah.
BT and Sal on the fan when we come back.
It's my guy.
Francisco Lindor. The should have been MVP. Of the National League last year. He will join us when we come back. Stay tuned.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.